Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Gary Day, of the 187th Legislative District in Lehigh and Berks Counties. Representative Day, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about legislation that you've introduced that's moving through the committee process. I understand that a committee has passed it, and it deals with protecting National Guardsmen, their careers and their jobs. Talk to us about this.
Well, you know what? Right now, we have certain protections for National Guardsmen and Reserve Unit members in Pennsylvania. But this expands the protections for employment discrimination standards for people that live in Pennsylvania or are employed in Pennsylvania and are members of the National Guard or they're a reserve unit member from another state. So if you think about this, there's three variables: where you live, where you work, and where you serve, you know, where your unit is. And right now, we protect people who live in Pennsylvania, work in Pennsylvania, and their guard unit is in Pennsylvania. So what we've done is we've expanded with this bill that I just successfully got passed out of committee. It'll go to the floor of the House now. What we've done is we've expanded it to if you live in Pennsylvania and work in Pennsylvania, and your guard unit is outside of Pennsylvania. So there was a hole there. The Department of Defense had supported this. Their Bureau of Military Family Support has gotten this passed in 40 other states. It's a wave across the country that they want to fill these gaps. If somebody lives in Pennsylvania, works in Pennsylvania, but their unit is outside, or even if they live outside of Pennsylvania, work in Pennsylvania on our borders, and then their unit is outside of Pennsylvania. Now, after this bill gets passed by the House, the Senate, and goes to the governor, hopefully we'll get passage in all those steps. And when it does, we'll have further protections for National Guardsmen and reservists that have units outside of Pennsylvania. Discrimination in employment means that you could be maybe terminated or denied, not hired, denied employment because of being a guardsman or a reservist. And we want to say, hey, you can't do that. That's something you can't do. We want to set the policy clearly that says we want to protect these people and their jobs. They have to go and serve 2 weeks out of the year. And we want to make sure that employers know that our position is that they need to work with our reservists and our National Guardsmen to do that.
And the next thing we'd like to talk about, Representative, is county code guidelines. This is a bit of an intricate issue. Talk to us about the updates that are being made and how that applies to your legislative district.
Well, you know what? The important thing is I'm on another committee, local government, and the state legislature gives the counties their powers. A county cannot do something unless the state legislature gives it expressly the power to do so. So we have something called a county code, and we establish parts of the county code, and it basically says to counties, here's what you can do. So what we did is we had our local government commission go through the entire code, and they were sitting in our local government committee meeting this morning talking about all the updates. It gets very intricate, but the main thing I try to get out to people is we control that. Now, in Lehigh County, I represent parts of Lehigh and Berks. Lehigh County is what's known as a home rule county. So they actually make their own code, and they're given the authority to do that. So all these updates won't be, you know, forced into them through the county code. But what I do as a state representative is I'll take this report, I'll give it to Lehigh County and say, here are the changes we're making for like counties, you know, to Lehigh. Maybe you should look at some of these and make amendments to your home rule as well. So I try to serve, even though it's a home rule charter, we've got great information, great research on all these items, and I pass it on to the county so they can make their home rule charter, the laws which they operate under, better.
Representative Day, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a legislative report with your state representative, Gary Day.